Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who's a Harvard economist. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good to be with you. You cover two areas. You wear several hats. Let's first cover the Architectural Billing Index. Tell us what's going on with that.
Sure. Well, to remind the listeners, Kemp, architecture billings look at design activity at architecture firms, and that leads construction activity by 9 to 12 months. We focus mostly on non-residential activity in our billings index. And the numbers have been very, very positive recently. We had a very solid 2014, particularly the second half of the year, some of the strongest numbers we've been seeing since before the downturn. A bit of a weak number in January. You know, our index is centered around 50. And the score for January, the national index score, was 49.9, so just a smidge below the break-even. I think it's probably weather-related. I'm guessing the February number may be a little weaker also because of some of the weather problems we've had across the country, but I expect it to bounce back in the spring, and I think we're on a really strong recovery there. And the reason that I feel that is when you look at the components, we break it down into residential, very heavily concentrated on multifamily activity, as well as commercial, industrial, and institutional. And some of the strongest numbers recently have come out of the institutional sector. That's education, healthcare, big projects, projects that take a long time to design and build. And that's been the sector that really hasn't seen much recovery since the downturn, but we're now 6-8 months into very strong design trends on the institutional facilities. And so that, I think, is going to propel a broader recovery in the overall non-residential market.
Yeah, I'm actually glad to talk to you because I was a little concerned. And let me just get real quick mirror what you've just said. Anything over 50 shows that it's growing. And the last time it was under 50 was in April of 14. And it's been in the green because you do a chart on the internet. So it's been green all the way until this January index, which popped down into the red again below 50. And so you think that's weather related and it's not a trend that's going to continue?
No, I do believe that. The weakest number in January was the Northeast. That would be consistent with sort of weather-related problems. The Sun Belt really did pretty well. So I think we're just seeing a little bit of seasonal volatility there, and I think we'll see that pop up over the coming months.
Okay, and in the sectors within the commercial business, you're saying that healthcare and education are looking like there's some big projects on there.
Yeah, the commercial industrial, that's private buildings, that's retail, hotels, office buildings, and we throw industrial sort of manufacturing and distribution in there too, have been generally positive but not terribly strong. But as I said, the institutional side, which is a huge market, huge construction market, has been really uniformly weak up through the middle of last year. And once the switch flipped, as we say, it really flipped pretty strongly, and we've seen very solid numbers. Even the January number that was weak overall was still very strong on the institutional side.
Well, let's shift over to more of the residential focus. Another hat you wear is with the Joint Center for Housing Studies, and there's this LIRA, which is the leading indicator for remodeling activity. Tell us what's going on there.
Sure, and let me even mention something else too, Kemp, for our listeners. We just, at the Joint Center, issued a major report on the home improvement industry. We do this every 2 years, and it is up on our website at www.jchs.harvard.edu, a free report to download. Looks at what's going on in the industry, and you know, again, it looks very positive. One thing we do is track the size of the market, and 2013 back to almost $300 billion. You know, 2014 about $315 billion. We feel that 2015 will reach or exceed its all-time high. In 2007, there were $324 billion spent on home improvements, and we feel by later this year we'll be back at that level. So all-time high in spending for home improvements this year, fully recovered, and really the only sector in the construction industry that appears to have fully recovered.
That's great. All right, so you know, last year, as we look back at the year, we were a little disappointed with what housing did because we were coming off a pretty strong 13, expecting housing to really hit its stride in 14, and it didn't really materialize. So do you think it's going to show up and maybe show us even maybe over a million in starts continuously throughout the year?
Yeah, We hit barely a million in 2014 nationally. You're right, it was a disappointing year. I think most folks at the beginning of the year, you know, kind of a year ago, now we're calling for about 1.1 million or more in 2014. So came up short. You know, the problem, I think, is really young buyers getting back into the market. When you talk to builders, the sector they're having the most trouble with is really at the entry level. And unfortunately, that's really what drives the market. You need entry-level buyers to buy the homes of other households who can then trade up to nicer homes, more expensive homes. So you get this chain reaction started when young buyers come into the market, and they have not been doing that for a lot of reasons that have been well documented in terms of difficulty in finding work, paying off student loan, difficulty getting credit, and things like that. So, you know, it looks better. The economy's stronger, more jobs being created, interest rates still very positive. Lenders are starting to ease a little bit. You know, we've heard about some FHA programs as well as Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae programs. The big government-sponsored enterprises are now going to back mortgages that have much lower down payments, under 5% in a lot of instances. So that should help get this entry-level buyer back in the market. And if that happens, then we'll see the other sectors begin to take off.
So has there been any research done that says that these younger people actually want to do it and they're just held back because of credit issues?
There's been a lot of research on that that asks millennials, do they ultimately want to buy a home? And the answer is overwhelmingly yes. And in fact, just as high as previous generations, just as high as Gen Xers or baby boomers in terms of their desire, but just difficulties doing it. And it kind of feeds through the system. It's not only difficulty getting credit to buy, but a lot of things in their life have been delayed. People are getting married later. People are having children later. And those are things that tend to trigger a desire to buy a home. And so there's a lot of catch-up that this generation is going to have to go through, and it is going to take some time before things get back to normal on that front.
Let's talk about the disposable income and fuel prices. Floor covering is a deferrable purchase, but this year the homeowner might actually have a little bit more cash in the wallet, right?
Well, you know, certainly these lower energy costs should be a big boon to consumer spending. You know, we're not seeing it so far. It may take a few months for people to believe that energy costs are going to remain at lower levels. But I think once they decide they are, then, you know, everyone just got a pretty big raise. You know, that money you're not spending at the pump, you can spend on something else. Eating out, vacations, but also, you know, improving your home and replacing some of the flooring in your home, too. So I think it's going to be an area that benefits from this additional consumer perspective. And then the consumer confidence numbers have been moving up, so I think they will move in that direction.
All right. So in summary, there's a real good chance we're going to feel some warmth, some growth throughout this year, right?
Warmth is a word I want to hear up here in Boston, Kemp. Haven't gotten much of it recently, just snow. But, yeah, I think we will see a year that does firm as we get into it.
All right, Kermit. It's great to talk to you again. Been talking to Kermit Baker, a Harvard economist, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.